Here, in the test kitchen for Good Meat in Alameda, California, they're frying chicken.
Like I said, I like to get it a little crispy on the edges there.
Joshua Hyman is the company's sales and marketing chief. He's demonstrating Good Meat's cultivated meat product. It's part plant-based meat substitute and part chicken meat that's grown from chicken cells outside a chicken's body in a bioreactor.
It's really simple. You just cook it like you would cook any normal piece of conventional chicken.
Good Meat is one of two cultivated meat products approved for sale back in 2023 by the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Cultivated meat is still years away from a mass market, but Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen sees it as a threat to livestock producers.
Fake meat, petri dish meat, lab-grown meat, bioreactors, to just sit back and hope that doesn't happen, hope's not a very good strategic decision.
Governor Pillen, whose family owns Nebraska's largest pork-producing operation, ordered restrictions on the sale and labeling of cultivated meat in his state, and he's backing legislation to ban it altogether. Another ban has been proposed in Illinois, where Republican State Representative Chris Miller also sees cultivated meat as a threat to farmers. He's against any government favor being shown to the lab-grown product, such as the state tax breaks announced last year for Upside Foods' plans to build a cultivated meat plant in the Chicago suburbs.
If they want to produce fake meat, then have at it. But I don't think it should be subsidized by the taxpayers and by our government to put them in competition against the ranchers and farmers that are doing a great job of producing protein here in the U.S.
Bans on cultivated meat are already the law in Florida and Alabama, while Iowa has passed restrictions on its sale and labeling. And other states, such as Kentucky, have considered bans as well. Good Meat CEO Josh Tetrick calls it political calculus. He says in some states, politicians are trying to make cultivated meat a wedge issue.
Not ideal that it's become sort of a cultural thing in those states. But my hope is, as is usually the case, if you make something that most Americans and consumers really want to buy, they'll do it, and the politicians will adjust.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which represents cattle farmers and ranchers, says consumers will choose traditional beef. Director of Government Affairs Sigrid Johannes says that's if the packaging makes it clear which is which. The association wants a federal labeling law, which would mark cultivated meat as imitation.
Our perspective is give people all the information, make sure that it's very clear so that they can make a choice when they go to purchase their groceries for the week.
Proponents of cultivated meat say it's got a smaller carbon footprint than meat from the farm and doesn't require the slaughter of animals. And some experts believe it will be needed to supplement meat that comes from livestock as global demand increases. Professor Thomas Hawk studies cultivated meat technology at McMaster University in Hamilton, Canada. He says eventually cultivated meat could be cheaper than meat that comes from a farm.
So the idea is if you can afford to purchase meat that's raised in the traditional way, and that's your choice, that's great. If you can't, this is an alternative for you.
As efforts to ban cultivated meat heat up in the U.S., the matter may be decided in the courts. Upside Foods, the other company with federal approval to sell cultivated meat, has filed a lawsuit against the Florida ban. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.